7:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Gambling going on in baseball again, specifically Cleveland. We'll talk about that at 7:30, or gambling investigation, I should say.
I got a lot investigation.
Harbaugh commented on his past OC, said he didn't want to use Cadence because of the chance of issues. I don't know who I think he's talking about, but this is what Harbaugh had to say.
You got to keep pushing that. If you're going to, you know, over the years, people that didn't want, and I've had coordinators like that here that didn't really want to do Cadence or didn't really want to take a chance at having the issues, will say, well, we'll get into that later, but we want to get these plays off early. And what happens is you never have Cadence the whole season. You can't just bring it out 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now. It looks the same. It looks bad. It always looks bad early. Look at the Chiefs practice 2 days ago. I saw him talking about that. So you have to do it from the get-go. You have to push through it. You have to practice it, you know, and you got to practice it under the toughest conditions, heat, pads, whatever it is, you know, and try to get really good at it.
Greg Roman.
Yeah.
It's the elementary school-ass offense. We know that. It's Greg. We know. We used to always say it. That's why Lamar got to the line of scrimmage so late, because it was so much talking before you actually got to the line of scrimmage. Now he doesn't have to. Now he gets to the line of scrimmage, he surveys the land, and he makes calls. You didn't do that with Greg Roman, because Greg Roman ran it like his high school football in the 80s, where you had no communication. You called the play in the huddle. That's the play you ran. Let's go.
Yeah.
Greg Roman, come on. We know what he's talking about. Hats off to you, Harbaugh, for not throwing him completely under the bus. But we know what you're talking about.
I think you'd have to say that you're looking at that, because he's a guy that he gave you half of the tools to get it done on offense. It was such a generic, juvenile passing playbook. I mean, you had receivers in the same area, and these guys weren't running wrong routes. Your play design, it looked like you looked up football for dummies, and you're going, I got this guy going this way. There was no correlation.
I don't think Roman thought Lamar was capable of doing it all. I don't think he did.
Well, we've talked about that, too. Remember all the false starts?
Yes.
Or not false starts, excuse me, delay games.
Delay games.
Because of not getting the play in on time or wasting timeouts. Like, one of the things we've been highly critical of Harbaugh is time management. Then all of a sudden, you bring Greg Roman into it with all that BS. Now you're wasting timeouts that may have saved you a play later, or, you know, even a challenge later.
Let's go back to the drive that should have tied the game in Buffalo in the playoffs. I didn't see no time management issues.
Nope.
I didn't see any communication issues. That thing ran like a well-oiled machine right down the field, cold weather, on the road.
I'm not saying we were the first ones on it, because I said this yesterday, I didn't want him to draft Lamar, change my tune after watching him work out in year two and then seeing the results. We've said for years, and you may have been the first one on it, like, he ran Bobby Petrino's offense in college.
The toughest offense in college football.
Don't tell me he can't read a defense. Now you're seeing that he can do it, and once you've taken the reins off, you're like, oh, what if I had done that sooner?
Exactly. Is he a better passer than he was earlier in his career? Yes. That's the maturation of quarterbacks. Lamar's not new to that. That's why you put in work. Quarterbacks mature over time. The good ones do. The great ones go to another level. Yes,
you read it better.
The game slowed down. Perfect, Jeremy. Perfect. I tell the story all the time. I only quarterbacked in high school, but I remember when I first dropped back to pass, it was like a car wreck in front of me. I heard all the noise. I heard everything. The more I dropped back to pass, it looked like it was just me and the route tree. Yeah. I didn't see anybody.
Well,
me and the route tree, man.
It's funny, even, not to compare this to flag football, but in flag football, one of the quarterbacks told me, because I was bitching about it. I was like, come on, dude, stop turning the damn ball over. Well, why don't you do it? That's fine. I'll go back there and quarterback. So I went back there. It's incredibly difficult.
It's not easy.
I told them, I ain't going to throw a pick, because every pass is going to be 8 yards or less.
It's not easy, man. But Lamar, what he's done is he's taken it to another level. But I credit Todd Monken for trusting him to take it. Listen, you can say what you want to do about John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh saw this early. There are a lot of head coaches who would not allow Lamar to be Lamar. And you know it. You have an exceptional athlete. Let me use this. Let me make him Cordell Stewart. Let me do this. Let me make him this super athletic quarterback who has a gimmick offense, and Harbaugh's like, no, man, this guy's special.
I think either way it was, because there's one of two things that happened here. Either he saw it early, or he saw the writing on the wall that Joe Flacco is not going to save my job.
No. I don't think he saw it that early.
Okay.
No. I don't think he saw it that early. I think he saw it maybe that second year when Lamar came back.
I get what you're saying now.
He never started talking about it. He started telling us about it before that second year, remember? He said his offense is going to be high octane. He's going to do things that you never saw before. That was Harbaugh then. That wasn't Harbaugh that year one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He remember did say that? It was going to be, this offense was going to revolutionize the
exactly.
league.
Exactly.
And we're like, you just ran the option for eight games. What are you talking about?
He knew it then. Yeah. He saw it then. And the rest of us like, all right, it might be nice to watch, but I don't get it.
Okay, buddy, you're going to have a really good running game again.
I don't get it. And every year you saw stuff. You say, Harbaugh called this before it happened. He called it before it happened, man. And you got to tip your cap to that man, because it takes courage as a head coach to be able to let this dude be this dude. Now, it don't take courage now. We know it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it happened, it took courage to let him do it.
Now it's just like, get out of the way and let him show you what he can do.
Exactly. So you say what you want. I got my criticisms of John Harbaugh. You know that.
I got plenty of them, too.
However, not every coach in the National Football League would allow 2019 to happen. Not every coach would have done that. John Harbaugh allowed 2019 to happen. And then John Harbaugh realized, you know what? This guy's even better. You got to get Greg Roman out of here.
Yeah.
We got to get somebody in here to allow him to become the best quarterback in the National Football League.
It's like John Harbaugh was Ricky Bobby's dad, and he's like, it's Super Bowl or bust. It's, you know, if you ain't first, you're last. No, you could be second or third.
You know, now that we got to work on, John. Hey, Hobbs, we got to work on this whole Super Bowl or bust thing. I have news for you, my friend. Don't win the Super Bowl to see what happens.
Bust.
Hey, you don't have to believe me. Let's just hope we don't have to have this conversation.
Bust it.
In February. Because if we do, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I told you before, back when he was a national and some of you didn't like him, Bryce Harper is my dude, and we're going to tell you why later on in this show. And Jeremy, you said earlier, too, that's your dude.
That's my guy.
I love him. When he said, that's a clown question, bro. Oh, he is cocky. He's arrogant. No, I was in the clubhouse that day. Guess what it was? A clown question. It was a clown question.
He is that dude.